success. Man was designed for a purpose. And that purpose can only be revealed through Jesus Christ. We're no ordinary creature. The animals in the field, they have their instinct, but there's something special about mankind in that we were created in the image and the likeness of God. And God designed us that way for a purpose. There's no other creature, no other part of God's creation that was created in his image, only mankind. And because of that, today we just want to make sure that we are pleasing him, or we are after the purpose that which God has called us to. 2019 has passed, and a lot of challenges that we may have faced, but we give God thanks for the dawning of a new year. Because when God get ready to move, there's a season for everything. It's a new year, it's a new decade, and we just got to stay close to God to find out what that season is. If you stick close, he will make it known to you. Hallelujah. And then you won't have to be in confusion. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, stay close to him. And we want to remember what the Lord said to us on Tuesday night, to stay behind the cloud. And that cloud is his presence. And that's the position of a believer. If you want to be blessed of the Lord, we got to learn to stay in his presence. Let him lead us. Let him direct us. Let him fulfill what he has in store for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Father God, we thank you one more time for your many mercies and for your goodness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that thou art the living bread that came down from heaven. Lord Jesus, we thank you, God Almighty, that you have designed us for a purpose which we can only, my God Almighty, fulfill when we come to the knowledge of the truth of who you are. Lord God, as we stand here this morning, we pray, God Almighty, for the unction, God Almighty, to speak to your people. This morning, God, we pray, God Almighty, hallelujah, that you take these lips of clay, God Almighty, hallelujah, you speak to your own people. Hallelujah, they are not my people, they are your people. Lord Jesus, I'm just in your hands as a vessel to be used, my God Almighty. But these people, hallelujah, though they may seem few in number, they are a great multitude for you, Lord Jesus. And so this time, God Almighty, I pray, God, that you reveal yourself, Lord God Almighty. I pray, God Almighty, remove every spirit of darkness, God, and you cause your revelation to come forth this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say thanks one more time in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Is that chat? Praise the name of the Lord. It must be to hear that's fooling the chat. So good to see you. Praise the name of the Lord. That's a friend of ours. So good to have you. Put your hands together for chat this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord has been blessing us tremendously, and we want to be conscious of what God is doing. And so we walk circumspect before the Lord. We praise him with understanding, knowing that nothing that's happening in the midst of us pertains to any individual. It's all God's doing. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And I want to remind this congregation, because I don't want anybody come and tell me that it has something to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. It's God, and we ought to give him the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. For he promised us that if we abide in him, my God Almighty, he will, my God, feed us from day to day. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. There is an element of confusion in this world today that men, as it seems, are confused as to who they are. They're confused as to what their purpose is in this life. and they're confused as it concerns their destiny. There's an emptiness in mankind. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. They don't have to tell you directly, but you see it in the way they act from day to day. Man is searching for something. Man is searching for a true fulfillment in this world. They're searching for the purpose of life. They're searching for why they were created. They want to know there's something in the inner man that's asking a question that the intellect can't answer them. Fulfillment, my God Almighty, but man cannot comprehend what's happening inside of him. There's a struggle in every man. There's a struggle in the being. There's a war in the members of man, my God Almighty. They're searching for life. They're searching for truth. But I'm here. We're here this morning as a church of the living God just to remind mankind of the purpose for which they were born into this world. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We go back to the book of Genesis that tells us how God created us. The Bible said that God who created everything, my God, by the word created, my God Almighty, as he sees it in his mind. He said, let the ear, the firmament bring forth, my God Almighty, and birds were created, my God. He called the water out of the earth, out of the water. He called light out of darkness, my God Almighty. Hallelujah, by the word of his power. There's a great God that rules in this universe, my God Almighty. It's not Darwinism theory, my God Almighty. I'm here to tell you that this book, the Bible, tells us of who is the creator of the heaven and the earth. It's not just somebody who is supernatural and unknown. He can be made known to you if you desire to know him, my God Almighty. That's man reasoning, man trying to enthrone himself and dethrone God by just telling you that there's a supernatural being out there and we don't know who that being is. My God, if you seek him, my God, he reveal himself to you. If you ask of him, he will make his ways known to you. God is the creator of the heaven and the earth. God, my God, is the one that formed man from the dust. We were made in the image and the likeness of God. We were designed for a purpose, my God Almighty. With glory, man was made, my God, in the likeness of God. He had the power of speech like God had. He could talk like God talked, my God Almighty. There's something beautiful about man. But scripture also tells us of the great fall of man. For man was a worshiper. I mean, he started out in the Garden of Eden. He was a worshiper of the great one God, Jehovah. We know, my God, has made himself known to us in the name Jesus Christ. Mankind's purpose was to worship his creator. He would lift his hands and he would glorify. Give God thanks for the creation. He will magnify the name of Jesus. That was the attitude of man from day to day. The Bible said that God was so in tune with man that he would come down in the midst of man just to accept his worship, just to be there. Can you imagine that the great God of the heavens would so desire just to come and sit with mankind? That would just to come and sit in the presence of man, to talk to the first man whose name was Adam, to hear what he had to say. My God Almighty, he was so powerful that the great God who created all things called Adam and said, my God Almighty, you see all these creatures that I've just made, I want you to name them, my God Almighty. And man was so close to God that when Adam said donkey, my God, God said yes. When Adam said this is a dog, God said yes. When Adam said horse, God said yes. He was so in tune with God Almighty. He carried the presence of God. He carried the very nature of God. He was full of light and glory. That's where man was. Until the great moment when man chose, my God Almighty, to enthrone himself and dethrone God. For he was tested by the devil, which was cast out of heaven, my God Almighty. And when Satan tests man, man failed the test, my God Almighty. And because he seeks knowledge, he wanted to be like God. He wanted to know evil from good, my God Almighty. And immediately as he took part, my God, of the fruit that God told him not to eat, immediately man world was plunged in darkness. And so it's in the midst of this darkness that man has found himself in. It's in the midst of this darkness that he is so overwhelmed that he doesn't even know himself. You see, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that the world that we see today is not the world that was created for mankind. Man is now a foreigner in this present world. This is not the world that Jesus designed for mankind. It is now a world that ruled by the powers of darkness, overwhelm the spirit of man and leave him in a place of confusion and total loss. And so what you see now is that man is moving in this world, but he doesn't even understand himself. Man gets up every day, my God Almighty. He's purpose in his mind what he wants to accomplish for the day. But at the end of the day, when he's finished, he's still empty and lacking, thirsty and hungry, because something is missing from mankind. This is caused by the element and the nature of sin that we have received. Because after Adam fell in darkness, immediately every other person who came from the lineage of Adam came with a sin. So the original intention is lost. Because man was banished from the presence of the eternal God. Because God cannot dwell or deal, my God Almighty, with sinful man in the state that he was. He needed something to change him. So in God's mercy, he banished him from the presence of the garden that God was in, my God Almighty. He placed him outside of Eden. Man became like a vagabond, moving to and fro, not understanding his purpose in this life. And what we have today is man that's roaming this earth without a sense of purpose. They have accomplished much things, many things in this life. They set targets and purpose. Yes, we want to have this amount of money. We want to accomplish this in life. We need this education, my God, achievement in life. And they have gotten it, but they are still empty. Because something is missing from man's life. The riches of this world cannot satisfy that hunger that's in man's life. Nothing. Man seeks relationship. We have men today, my God Almighty, moving from one person to the other, seeking fulfillment, but cannot find it in the individual. There's a thirst in man. There's a hunger in man. Because man is ignorant of his creator. And he's distant from his creator. And he's unlike the God who created him in his own image and likeness. Man is empty. But there's a powerful, my God, thirst on the inside. You can feel it every day when you get up. You can feel it when you lay your head down to sleep. You're not satisfied. Something is missing in mankind. Man was made to worship the creator of the heaven and the earth. What you find now is that because the spirit of worship is built in mankind, man now, because he does not know God, he's unlike God and he's distant from God, he seeks to give worship to something else. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. If you turn to the book of Acts chapter 17, let's go there quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll find the Apostle Paul as he journeyed. My God, Paul and Silas, as they journeyed, they came across certain believers. In Athens. As they journeyed, rather, he came into Athens. And the Bible said, while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was deeply troubled by all the idols he saw everywhere in the city. Idols. And he went to the synagogue to reason with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles. And he spoke daily in the public square to all who happened to be there. He also had a debate with some of the Epicurean and the Stoic philosophers. This is not new to mankind. When he told them about Jesus and his resurrection, they said, what's this babbler trying to say with these strange ideas he picked up? Others said, he seems to be preaching about some foreign gods. See? The rebellious man, or the man who does not know God, will give worship to the creation rather than to the Creator. And so because man has enthroned himself to be like God, he now trusts in his own intellect. And that's why we have philosophers, modern day philosophers and philosophers in the past who would like to explain creation and would like to give you theories as it pertains to man and his place in this world. But I want to let you know there's one who created the heavens and the earth. His name is Jesus. And so Paul came across these men who had they had altars built and they had a placard that displayed to the unknown God. We're going to offer worship. Sounds familiar. To the supernatural being that's out there. We don't know, really know who you are, but we're going to offer worship. If you're going to worship God, you must worship him with understanding. And so Paul began to have a debate with them. He began to explain to them who Jesus was. And the Bible said, then they took him to the high council of the city. Come and tell us about this new teaching. They want to hear something that they have never heard before about a message and a teaching of the one called Jesus. Who is this Jesus? The Bible tells us that Jesus is the eternal God. He is God made flesh. God manifested, made known in flesh. Took on the robe of flesh, my God, with one purpose, to redeem and to restore mankind. The purpose for Jesus coming, my God Almighty, is to redeem man from his sinful nature. The purpose for Jesus coming is to restore man to his original purpose. And so Paul, who has now received Jesus, began to explain to these men who Jesus was. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that it's good to worship, but when you're worshiping the unknown God, you need to know the truth. And what we have today in this world is that people don't understand that they're giving worship to unknown creature that they don't know about, my God Almighty. Men have made themselves idols to answer the thirst and the hunger that's inside of them. Men have created images for their own self to answer that thirst that's inside of them. But unless you give, my God, credence to the one true God whose name is Jesus, you're missing the mark. Paul, standing before the council, addressed them as follows. Men of Athens, I notice that you are very religious in every way. See, religion is good. No. Religion is man's attempt to answer what's happening inside of him. So man, in his pride and his rebellious nature, wants to determine how he's going to offer worship to the unknown God. Because worship is built in. It's a design in mankind. See, folks, they'll see a car and they just fall in love with the car. Whatever it takes to get that car, they have to get the car. You dare not touch it. It's like a god to them. Because man knows that God is real. So these men, they form idols that they make with their hands. They're giving worship to gods created by their own hands. Paul began to address them. For as I was walking along, I saw your many shrines. And one of your altars had its inscription on it. To an unknown God. This God whom you worship without knowing is the one I'm telling you about. I'm about to tell somebody about the Jesus who you need to worship. The Jesus who can make a difference in your life. So Paul begins to say, Jesus is the God who made the world and everything in it. That's the first thing we have to understand, that there is one God who created the heaven and the earth. That's the platform for any man understanding who God is. The first thing to know is that one God created the heavens and the earth. Paul said he doesn't live in man-made temples. And human hands can't serve his needs, for he has no need. God is not in need of anything. Mankind has a need. God needs nothing. Because he himself gives life and breath to everything. Jesus, God, the eternal one, he gives life and breath to everything that you see moving. From one man, he created all the nations throughout the whole earth. From Adam. He decided beforehand when they should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. Come on, somebody. Do you understand what Paul is saying? That God determined the rise and fall of man, of the nations, beforehand. One God. His purpose was for the nations to seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. Tell somebody, God is not far away. For in him we live, move, and exist. Nobody lives in this world except through Jesus Christ. Whether you serve him or not, in him you live, move, and have your being. You exist because of this one true God. My God Almighty, hallelujah. I come to tell somebody that you don't have your own life in your hands. You are living because of him. You are moving because of him. You are existing because of him. He's the one that designed you beforehand. He sets you up and he's going to take you out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, Paul says begin to talk because there's a pushback in this world. There's a level of darkness in this world that speaks to the intellect of man. My God Almighty. Darkness telling men that they can do such and such. But I want to let somebody know that the one who created you had no element of darkness in him because he's the father of light. My God Almighty. He's the one that light every man that's coming into this world. He give life to everything. He give life to every human being that's coming in this world. He says, some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. And since this is true, we shouldn't think of God as an idol designed by craftsmen from gold or silver or stone. I want to talk to the spirit of idolatry, my God Almighty. Mankind trying to answer their conscience, carving out idols in silver and gold and bowing down to worship those idols. I want to let you know that if your good hands could create that image, my God Almighty. That's the image that should be worshiping you, my God Almighty. Because if you can carry it, my God, you're greater than it. If you can make it, you're greater than it. My God made me in his likeness that I will give him worship. I don't need no creature, my God, to worship. I don't need no idols to bow down my knees to. I worship the one true and living God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But I want to let you know that God Almighty, he sees the ignorance of man and he sees the darkness that dwells in man because man's mind is filled with darkness. There's an emptiness and a thirst in the spirit of man because the spirit of man is broken because of sin. Sin came to destroy man. Sin came to condemn man. Sin came to kill man. Well, hear what Paul said. God overlooked people's ignorance about these things in earlier times. He saw the idolatry of mankind and he overlooked it in earlier times. But hear what Brother Paul is saying. But now he commands everyone everywhere to repent of their sins and turn to him. There is no excuse for humanity in this present time. God now commands every man everywhere to repent. My God Almighty, I got to tell you like how the Lord give it to me. I believe this scripture from the depths of my heart. My God Almighty, there is no escape from the wrath and the terror of God save through Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that was made known to take away the sin of this world. So the problem that man has is a sin problem. He's guided by a nature that keeps on telling him to sin. He's trying to control himself. He can't do it. He can't abide by the principles of the Creator because there's a broken nature in mankind. He goes about from day to day sinning uncontrollably. He commands every man, everywhere, from every nation to repent. That means change your mind of how you think about this life. Change your mind of how you think about your creation. That you have to be known and understood in your mind that you are designed to worship God. For he has set a day for judging the world with justice by the man he has appointed, and he proved to everyone who this is by raising him from the dead. He's talking about Jesus. There's a coming judgment. The preachers don't want to tell you, but there's a coming judgment when God's going to judge, my God Almighty, the deeds of every man. None can escape. Kushambahusa. Hallelujah. Give me a little bit on the monitor here. Hallelujah. There's a coming day when man will have to give a report for everything that he has done in his body. Some folks, my God, they give you vain teachings that once you're dead, you're dead. But my Bible tells me after death, here comes the judgment. Shambahosa, my God Almighty. It doesn't matter where you are, where you were laid, my God Almighty, when you die. For the Bible says that even the sea will give up the dead for man to give an account before this glorious God. Tell somebody, there's a day coming when you have to face him. There's a day coming when you have to see him, my God Almighty. It doesn't matter who you think you are. I want to talk to that proud spirit that think he's in control of his life. I'm telling you, the one who made you, you're going to stand before him to give an account of every deed that was done in your body. Koshambahusa. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God raised Christ Jesus from the dead to prove, my God, that he had power over death, my God Almighty, to give us that quickening spirit that will raise the church from the dead. My God Almighty. For some folks believe that after death, that's it and the world is finished. But even now, there's a something happening in the spiritual realm where the leaders of this world can't understand it. Things are changing so rapidly. Oh, my God Almighty, as we reach, my God, to the hallmark, my God, of time, when time should be completed, my God, and the nations of this world don't understand what's happening. Where the pattern is changing, there's confusion in every nation. We see great nations falling, my God, but God told us that he's the one who set up kingdom and he's the one who tear them down. He sets up leaders and he takes them out. Things are happening so rapidly that man can't give an answer for. There's confusion upon the land this afternoon. There's a confusion in the world this morning. Kushambahusa. Hallelujah. You better know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. You better know who he is. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. You think you see nothing yet? My God, there's a realm of confusion going to hit this land. My God Almighty. I tell your leaders going to be confused. But your politicians going to be confused. My God Almighty. But the church will be full of wisdom and understanding. The church will be clapping hands and giving glory. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But there's going to be confusion in the land. I'm speaking to you under the authority of the Holy Ghost. My God Almighty, you wake up in confusion. You go to bed in confusion. You eat confusion. My God Almighty, there's no answer. But I want to tell you about the Jesus of whom I'm preaching about this morning. He has the power to deliver you from this sinful nature. He has the power to set you free. Hear what he has to say. Let me run over to John chapter 6. My God Almighty. The Bible tells me about this Jesus. My God. He was made known to us. My God. The Word becoming life. The Word, my God, becoming flesh. My God, and making himself known to us. That's Jesus. The one who created the heaven and the earth. Jesus. The man who came down, my God, to give life to us. My God. The one who came down with a purpose and an intent to rescue man who's destined for hell. The one who came, my God, to rescue man who's destined for eternal death. Jesus the Christ. Hear what John writes about him. Who is he? The Bible tells us that the angel of the Lord appeared to one woman, a virgin called Mary, and told her that she's going to conceive of the Holy Ghost and bring forth a child. My God Almighty. My God Almighty. Somebody say Immaculate Conception. Hallelujah. She knew no man. Yet when the word of the eternal God entered her being, immediately she was found, my God Almighty, pregnant, my God, with the Christ, the Savior of the world. And the angel said, his name shall be called Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sin, my God. That's the purpose for what Jesus came. He came because man has a sin problem. So we see him coming in the world. John said he came as the Lamb of God. He came to shed blood for man's remission of sin. He came to shed blood to cut the sieve, my God Almighty, that nature, that sinful nature, and to give man the power over sin, my God Almighty. That's the reason why he came, my God. Not for us to have a nice Christmas. That's the world, my God Almighty, hallelujah, trying to confuse us. He didn't come for us to share gifts. He came because we had a sin problem. Some of us are left confused and even left broke. A season passed and we have no money because we missed the point. My God Almighty, he came because I had a sin problem. He came because my mother, my father had a sin problem. It's the reason why he came. He came for the what was needed of God was blood. But the answer, my God Almighty, the man's sin problem, the demand was blood. No man could give pure blood for his own life because every creature was contaminated by the sin problem. Because as soon as man disobeyed God, my God, his nature was changed. He became sinful and broken. God. His spirit was broken, my God, and death hit the world. Every man was impacted. The beast was impacted. The fruit trees were impacted. Everything that had life was impacted by man's decision to disobey the eternal God. There's a consequence to disobedience. Scripture tells us that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And so we understand now that this God was made with my God flesh and came to dwell among us. The Bible said, light shine in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend. In other words, darkness wanted all the time, my God, to defeat this light, but could not defeat it because light is overpowering. There's no loss, there's no defeat in this light, my God Almighty. But the world that he came to rejected him. The world that he made, my God Almighty, did not answer him. They rejected him, my God Almighty, for man's mind was dark. Came to his own. Own receive him not. Man saw the gift of God coming in this world and rejected it because of the nature that was living in him. Darkness. So Jesus now, he begins to move in his ministry. And as he went about doing good, people noticed that there was something different about this man, Christ Jesus. Because everywhere he went, he was doing good. Everywhere he went, he was touching the lives of people. When he moved from place to place, the hunger that was in people became filled. Something was happening in men who came in contact with this man, Christ Jesus. go back in time. You ask a blind man called Bartimaeus. He said, I was blind all these years. And I heard that Jesus the Christ was passing by. And he touched me and my eyes were opened. Follow what Bartimaeus did. The Bible said that when his eyes became open and he started to see, he followed Jesus in the way. In other words, once you come to understand who Jesus is, worship must be given. Listen now. So this Jesus was moving from city to city, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, the good news of the kingdom of God. And the Bible said that crowds begin to follow him. Because something was happening in the conscience of men when this man was speaking. So crowds were following him. Bible said that he came. So when the crowd saw in verse 24 of 6 that the crowd saw neither Jesus nor his disciples where they got into boats and went across Capernaum to look for him. And they found him on the other side of the lake and asked, Rabbi, when did you get here? People want Jesus badly. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, you want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understand the miraculous signs. My God, because he had just fed them, my God Almighty, and a miracle gave them bread and fish, my God Almighty. So some were excited for that. You have it in the church today too. You have a lot of preachers fooling folks, telling you to sow seed, tell you to put your money here and put your money there. I don't need your money. I'm telling you, we collect offering here, but if you don't plan to give, keep it. We don't need money. My God, man need Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. I preach for the souls of men. I don't preach for money. My God Almighty. And some folks, all they want, all they see is materialism. That's the darkness. That's what the impact of sin on a man's mind. So Jesus said, I see you. I know why you're coming after me. You don't come because of the sign. My God, you come because you're looking for food. He said, don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. Eternal life. What's that? You hear something like that, you got to ask a question. What's that? That's life after death. Living forever. But the Bible teaches two things. Eternal death and eternal life. Eternal life is with Jesus. And hear what Jesus said. Man must spend their energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. He replied. That's man's argument. We want to perform good works too. What should we do? Jesus told him, this is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one who he has sent. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. That's the whole duty of mankind, to believe in Jesus Christ. They answered, said, show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scripture said, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. So you see, man is always in an argument. He wants more. So in his mind, they have interpreted in their mind who Jesus is. He said, now you're talking about something, signs. He says, show us more than what you have shown us before. We really want to know what you have. Give us a miraculous sign. Sounds like some folks today. All they want to know Jesus for is a sign. Everybody following miracles. My God Almighty. But even the devils have miracles. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Because when the wise men of of Egypt. My God, Pharaoh, when they throw their staff to the ground, it became a serpent too. That's right. Miracles don't make an impression on a man's faith. Because while it pulls you, it can't keep you. So Jesus said, I tell you the truth, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to this world. Jesus is talking about himself. He's the true bread. He said, sir, they said, give us that bread every day. No. They're seeking something. They want this bread every day. So every time they come to Jesus daily, it must be given. Jesus says, I'm the true bread. I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Do you read that? Do you understand what he's saying? I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Is there somebody that's hungry? Is there somebody that's thirsty? Is there somebody that don't understand their purpose? Is there somebody who is left with a void on the inside? Jesus said, I can fill that void because I am the bread of life. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. These are some of the Jews there. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. There's a coming a day of resurrection. That's the will of God. Hallelujah. I bind the spirit of darkness over this room right now. In the name of Jesus. Labahusha tabahusa. Lift that heavy spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Kotoroshambahutasa. My God Almighty. Send your ministering angels, Lord. Labahushata. Surround me right now, God. Lift me up in your presence right now. Ukatabahushambahasa. My God, I rebuke the hand of the devourer right now. My God, in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands unto the Lord. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. As simple as that. Any man who believes in Jesus will live forever. Hallelujah. And I will raise them up at the last day. Hallelujah. I don't care, my God Almighty, how you die. My God, if you believe on Jesus, my God, he will raise you up at the day of resurrection. My God Almighty. My God, but when the people begin to hear, when they heard this, they began to murmur in disagreement because he had said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. That's man's problem. They can't understand who Jesus is. So there leaves a spirit of murmur among people. My God, you have it even today's society. My God Almighty, hallelujah. Some say Jesus is just a good prophet. Some say he's a good man. Some say, my God Almighty, there was nothing like that in history. My God, but there's a difference right now because people are still talking about him. My God, there's no other one like Jesus. My God, even those who don't like him still talk about him. My God Almighty, those who hate him still talk about him. Forever since he came, my God Almighty, the world has never been the same. He stirred the consciences of men. He provoked men, my God Almighty, hallelujah, my God Almighty, and exposed the nature that lives in men, my God. That's the difference that Jesus makes in this world. Hear what they say now. Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? That's the ignorance of man because he's far from God. All they see is the fleshy realm. All they see is what is happening in this atmosphere. So they concluded in their minds that Jesus is just the son of Joseph and Mary. Nothing else. How can he say, I came down from heaven? Jesus heard him and said, stop complaining about what I said. For no man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. At the last day, I'll raise them up. My God Almighty, that's a beautiful rendering right there. My God Almighty, you may have thought that you came here this morning off your own will, my God. You may have thought that you just something just happened to you and you just feel like being in church because it's the first day of the first Sunday of the new year, my God Almighty. But my Bible tells me that no man come to Christ unless he draws them, my God Almighty. You are here this morning because the Spirit of God is drawing you. You're here this morning because something is happening inside your being. You don't understand it, but it's the Spirit of God that's pulling you. Kushamba, hallelujah. All you got to say is to pull me, Jesus. Pull me, I don't understand it, but pull me, Lord. My God, there's a movement on my life right now. I don't understand it, but lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't know why I'm here, but I'm here for a blessing this morning. I don't know why I came, but I came for a blessing this morning. I want to let you know, my God, you may be sitting here and you don't even understand, but it's the presence of the Lord that's drawing you right now. It's the presence of his Shekinah that's touching you right now. What you feel is the Holy Ghost. What you feel is the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. What you feel is the presence of God. Come over here, Brother Matthew. Hallelujah. Kata Shamba. Hallelujah. Come over here, Brother Bevin. My God Almighty. One stand on my left, one stand on my right. I'm going to preach this thing until I feel the power of heaven shake. Kata Shamba. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. My Kata Shamba. My God Almighty. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge and our strength. I bind every dead spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. La Kotama. Hosanna, my God Almighty, hallelujah. Hear what he has to say. There's a coming day that all those who believe on him will not perish but have eternal life. Huh. Hear what he says. Everyone who listens to God and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has ever seen the Father. Only I, who was sent from God, have seen him. In other words, no man has the ability to know who God is outside of Jesus the Christ. For he came to reveal who God is to mankind. Hear what he says. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I'm the bread of life. So you're talking about the bread your ancestors ate in the wilderness, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. They all died, my God Almighty. Somebody's telling me about their religion. Somebody's telling me, my God, what you have is good enough for you. But I'm telling you, my God Almighty, the bread you're on, my God Almighty, you're going to perish by that bread. I'm telling you about the true bread that came down from heaven. His name is Jesus. You can eat the bread that others offer you, but you need the bread of life to make the difference in you. You need the bread of life to quicken your conscience. You need the bread of life to stir you. You need the bread of life to bring you back to truth, to give you hope. My God, you need the bread of life to make a difference in you. All the other bread that you eat, you're going to eat it and you're going to perish. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, Katashamba, my God Almighty, man can never answer himself. You need the bread that came down from heaven. Oh, all the other bread you eat. Go and leave your dead. I am the one who was sent from God. Hear me. What I say will tell you where you can go. I have the final authority. I'm going to be the judge. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. I'm going to sit on my throne and I'm going to judge humanity. But there's going to be no escape. You can fool yourself in this world, my God Almighty, but the sin problem will carry you to a destined hell. The pride of man. Man hearing his conscience talking to him, and man begin to rebel. Pride. He shook the Tower of Babel back in the days when men begin to say they're going to build a name for themselves, but they're going to worship their own self. My God, God said, not so, not so. My God Almighty, confuse the tongues of men. That's why we have so many different languages right now, because before that, the world spoke one language. Check the Bible. Before that, my God Almighty, what we had was one earth. My God Almighty, one continent. My God Almighty. But the Bible said in the days of Peleg, the world was divided. God scatter men across the face of the earth. Sin, pride, rebellion caused God to scatter men. Check the people who he called his promised ones, the Israelites. He said, if you don't serve me and you serve other gods, I'm going to scatter you. Check the Jews. They were scattered across the face of this earth. Why? Because they rebel against the one true and living God. Hallelujah. Eternal life is in Jesus. Your answer to your conscience is in Jesus. Hallelujah. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. I feel it now, Jesus. Katamasha. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. Katamahashamba. What you need is Jesus. Any man who eats this bread will live forever. Oh my God Almighty. And this bread which I will offer so the world may live is my flesh. My hear him now. My God Almighty. This is a metaphor. This is not something that you handle physically now. This is something spiritually. He's telling you that the bread is his flesh. His own body is going to be the bread of life. This body, this raw of flesh that came down. This raw of flesh that tortured is his body. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You better learn to understand the sacrifice that Jesus has paid. John said, behold the Lamb of God that came to take away the sin of this world. That's the purpose of what Jesus come. Sin problem. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Understand what this flesh is all about. This body, my God, came, my God Almighty, to loose humanity from sin. Kashamba. Mama Hasite. So here now, then the people began arguing with each other about what he meant. There's an argument. People don't understand who Jesus is. He's telling us something about his flesh. That's the response of humanity even to this present day. They're arguing about Jesus. They're arguing about what he has to say. arguing about what he said back then. They're arguing about his demands. The pride of man. Hear what he says. They ask a question. How can this man give us this flesh to eat? In other words, they are so far from God, they don't even understand the spiritual things. Because they're thinking, my God, in minds of cannibalism. How can they eat of this flesh? Jesus is further than that. He's in the spiritual realm. He said, you got to take part of the sacrifice. You got to believe on the flesh that I'm about to give is the bread of life. Hallelujah. Hear what he says, my God. So Jesus said again, when he heard them arguing, he said, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. In other words, God's telling mankind, unless you pay attention and believe in the sacrifice, there is no hope. In other words, you are doomed for hell. Simply put, my God Almighty, this is not the sophisticated preacher that's going to tell you a lot of things. I'm here, my God, your soul is in trouble, and I'm here to lose you. Your soul is in trouble, and I'm here to point you to Jesus Christ. Unless you believe in the sacrifice, the blood that was shed, wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, the chastisement of my peace. I had no peace. It was upon him. And by his stripes. By his stripes, I'm healed. Kotoshamba, rakotoshaba basata. My God Almighty, somebody say, only believe, kotoshamba. All he asks on you is, believe on me, my God Almighty, and thou shalt be saved. Any man who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up. And the last day, there's no power of death that can hold on the life of a believer once you have Christ in you. For the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, if it dwell in me, it shall also quicken my mortal body. Though I'm dead and covered up in the grave, my God Almighty, at the last trump, my God Almighty, the bones go rattle in the grave. The bones, my God, go feel the vibration of the quickening spirit. Come out of your graves. Come out of your sinful condition. There's hope in Jesus. Hear what he says. For my flesh is true food. A lot of men eating stuff, not true. Believing in their philosophers. Believing in New Age movement. Positive energy. Oh God, yes. If you feel good, you can do it. It's satisfying your ego. It's satisfying that hunger inside of you. But your positive energy not helping you. Eating all sort of food. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God Almighty. Some of you got to lay down across your bed a different way every night. Kata Shamba. I hear it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lay down this side and they tell you have to lay a different way the other night. My God Almighty. But you got to keep some things, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. Your granny told you. Kata Shamba. Your granny told you that. My God, your grandmother told you that. Hand it down to you. Know you're telling your children. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Kata Shamba. What God? His name is Jesus the Christ. Shambahusa. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. You can't sleep. You have to get up in the night at certain hours. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. You get up and you change. My God Almighty. You turn from one direction to the next direction. You have no peace. There's no comfort in your home. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. The home is well made up. My God Almighty. But there's no peace in the home. Labaho Shambakosa. Matabaho Shambahasia. Taramakotosha. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. You get up and you have to check. My God Almighty, every room, every person. My God, I have a God who takes care of me. I have a God who tells me, go sleep. For my God that never sleep nor slumber. So you sleep and keep well, my God Almighty. For he watches over my soul. Labaho Shamba. My God, he keeps my children comfortable. My God, he keeps my wife comfortable. He watches over me. My God, I don't need no other God to watch me. I don't need to watch my children. My God, protect me. Gosh. My flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. My God Almighty, some of you just visiting here for the first time, you'd understand the exuberance and the excitement and the joy that fill the lives of a believer. It's because the believer is drinking, my God Almighty, the blood, my God Almighty. They understand the sacrifice that Jesus made. They understand, my God, the bread that came down from heaven. And they have tasted of that bread. And now in him there's a life that living on the inside of the believer. My God, trouble on every side. Persecution comes. But the believer is not dismayed. My God Almighty, trouble comes, but there's a praise on the lips of the believer. My God Almighty, he's broke, but he's still praising God because he know that the Lord said, I shall supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. He's not perturbed. My God, comes what may. He's in love with Jesus. He's drinking from the life of Jesus. He's drinking of the blood of Jesus. He's taking part of the bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die as your ancestor did. Even though they ate the manna. But those who eat this bread will live forever. Anybody here want to live forever? Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Anybody here wants to live forever? Kata Mashanda. My God Almighty. Evermore, God. Ever so, Lord. Give me this bread. I want that hunger inside of me to disappear. I want me, my God, my soul to be filled with your presence. There's an emptiness in the inner man. Oh, God Almighty. There's something crying out. My God Almighty. There's an element of depression. There's an element of confusion. But Jesus come to give you life. Jesus come to give you hope. Jesus come to give you that truth. Come out of the darkness that you're in. Shambahusa. Kotabahusha. Masandabahusa. Sitting back down there in the darkness. Come out of your valley of indecision. Make up your mind to follow Jesus. To do as he says. You're waiting. My God Almighty. You're hooked up with somebody who don't want to follow Jesus. And you want to make up your mind to follow Jesus, but that person's not ready. And you're not tied. Not talking about a marital affair. You got to value this sacrifice. It's Jesus or Katamo Shamba Masamba Kosata. You better make up your mind to eat some of that bread now. Koto Shamba Hasa. You better make up your mind, my God, to surrender and to sit at this table and say, give me that blood to drink, Lord. Koto Shamba Bahasa. For I heard that you became the sacrifice for me. You paid the price that I could not pay, that I can have life and have it more abundantly. Come out of that spiritual realm of darkness. Surrender! There's a coming judgment. Kusha. Rokotosha. Mahanda Hutasa. I feel a switch in the atmosphere ever since I'm coming from 2019 to 2020. Something is switching. God's getting ready to take his saints. Koto Shambahasa. My God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands all over this place. Mama Hutasa. Is there somebody right now? I'm about to close. But is there somebody who wants to surrender to Jesus? Come.